From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Anti-government protesters in Bahrain have swarmed back into the capital's Pearl Circle, the focal point of their demonstrations. The circle is where four people were killed and hundreds more wounded yesterday. NPR's Peter Kenyon is at the circle in the capital of Manama.
I don't want to overstate things, but it's a very large crowd, and while it was men who streamed in at the front, now it's very mixed with families, women and children all around. There's many Bahraini flags. And I talked to opposition leader Ibrahim Sharif. He said this was an important step, a sign of good faith from the government. He'd been demanding now since yesterday that they stop shooting people, stop preventing people from protesting peacefully. And specifically, he wanted access to this place right here, the Pearl Roundabout.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Manama. While things appear relatively peaceful in Bahrain, a protester in Yemen was killed today and at least five others wounded when riot police opened fire on demonstrators. Security forces have also been cracking down on protests in other Arab countries, including Algeria and Libya, where a human rights group estimates 84 people have been killed this week. The Obama administration has used its veto power on the United Nations Security Council to block a resolution that would have criticized Israel. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Palestinians are furious.
The resolution would have condemned as illegal continued Jewish settlement activity in occupied Palestinian territory. In explaining the vote, U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice said she hopes the U.S. won't be misunderstood.
We reject in the strongest terms the legitimacy of continued Israeli settlement activity.
But she argued the resolution could complicate peace efforts. Palestinians say Israeli settlement activity is the main obstacle to peace, and the Security Council lost an opportunity to send a clear message to Israel about that. This was the first U.S. veto cast by the Obama administration. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Another key Democratic seat in the Senate will be up for grabs next year now that New Mexico's Jeff Bingaman has decided not to run for re-election. Sarah Gustavus from station KUNM reports that Bingaman says he's optimistic for Democrats.
Bingaman has been in the U.S. Senate for almost 30 years. He holds powerful positions, including chair of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. Bingaman says he thinks Democrats will be able to hold on to the majority in the U.S. Senate and stay in the White House.
I expect next year President Obama will be elected to another term. I'm anxious to do all I can to see that that's the case.
New Mexico is a swing state, and Republicans came out on top in many races for statewide office in the last election. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gustavus.
This is NPR. The battle over the federal budget now turns to the Senate. The House early this morning went into recess after passing a spending bill that would cut $61 billion from hundreds of federal programs. The vote was largely along party lines and defies a veto threat from President Obama. Demonstrators in Madison, Wisconsin have essentially shut down the state capitol and forced Republican Governor Scott Walker to postpone his planned budget speech. At the same time, Democratic legislators have blocked progress on a budget bill by fleeing the state. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Democrats and demonstrators are trying to block the governor's plan to reduce the bargaining power of public employees in Wisconsin.
Teachers in Madison, Milwaukee, and other districts called a sick out on Friday so they could attend demonstrations at the Capitol to protest a budget plan that would remove their right to bargain over working conditions. Special education assistant Linda Fearson teaches in Madison.
If it wasn't for my union, when I had some medical issues and had to take some time off, about a little more than half a semester, I would have lost my job.
Tens of thousands of protesters have taken over the Capitol grounds. On Saturday, they expect to be joined by Tea Party supporters of the governor's proposal to balance the budget by cutting back on public sector employee benefits. Democratic senators continue to block the measure by remaining out of reach. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.
The death toll in a raid on a bank in Afghanistan is rising. Officials now say at least 14 people are dead and some 70 people are wounded. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.